joining us on this Friday. If you have been a part of the Abad, I hope it's been a blessing to you. I think it's been neat just to be together around the scriptures in a devotional guide. And so if you have not picked up a devotional guide, we still have some left at Bible Fellowship Church. We'd love for you to get one. And if that's all you can do is just be part of the devotional piece, I think that would be great. I would encourage you to do that. I also encourage you to maybe join a prayer group or maybe have a prayer group in your community. We have had a great time just praying with people on the circle, at the church. It's just been special to be together with our brothers and sisters. And so if you have not done that, I would encourage you to step out of your comfort zone and get involved in that. We are planning a group meeting at 3 o'clock on the circle on Sunday. And so you bring your lawn chair, come and join us. I'm going to partner with a couple of different churches to be together in worship and prayer on the circle for Abide 21. So just reminding you about that. I was reading through my devotions the other day, and I realized that if you're come in and out of our building, and if you're going across into the fellowship hall, we have a verse on the wall, Psalm 102, verse 18. Let this be recorded for a generation to come, so that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. And that's been a really neat verse, one for our Generations Together campaign, and it's another one just for me personally, to keep challenging my preferences, keep challenging me to be considering and praying about the next generation. And I was also reading in my devotions Psalm 78, and that's a psalm that's just going to remind us of the marvelous works from one generation to another. And the psalmist is going to just keep encouraging people to follow the law and not to forget God's works and not to rebel. And I was reading through, not thinking about all of that context when I first started my devotions, but I was just reading through, and I got down to verse 5, and he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers to teach their children, that the next generation might know them, that the children yet born and arise and tell them to their children, so that they could set their hope on God and not forget the works of God. And my heart just stopped. You know, obviously, I went back and found Psalm 102 and verse 18, and I was looking at that. But I was asking myself this question: what stories have I told my children about the goodness of God that they're going to tell to their children? What characteristics have I talked to my children about that they're going to talk to their children about the characteristics of their God? And it was just really kind of one, very, you know, convicting, but also neat just to think about that. The other part I was thinking about is what pictures are on the wall at the house that remind our children of the goodness of God, the characteristics of God. And so when they walk by, they're automatically thinking, yeah, I remember that story. I remember what God did here and here in that. And so as you journey this Friday, I would encourage you to remember the works of God. Remember the works of Jesus. Remember what the Holy Spirit did in your life in the past. And tell those stories so that the next generation can tell their stories. And I would encourage you, and I would encourage myself, to obey the scriptures, to walk in the truth of the scriptures. Even though the world's saying there's a lot more things that are out there and fun and we can enjoy this and that, I've been reminded of, if individuals enjoy this or that, what are the consequences? And I don't, I was looking at a news article and reading about a choice that a husband and wife had made, and then they end up, the story kept going, and the authorities arrested the husband and wife, but found the children. And I was thinking to myself, one, condemnation, judgment, but then the Holy Spirit just said, hey, wait a second, don't live in judgment. Ask yourself this question: what is the hurt that's going on in that husband and wife's life or that couple that they thought that this could solve their problem, deal with the pain, and they forgot about the children. And I was like, wow, that's a whole different way to look at it as a daughter, a son and daughter of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Instead of saying wow in judgment, I said wow as a heart, saying, man, maybe they don't have the things that I have, that maybe they can't look back and remember what God has done in their life, so they don't need that. They chose the alcohol to deal with their pain instead of the Creator of heaven and earth. So just encouraging you to remember as you move forward, Jesus, I thank you for this new day and the opportunity to serve you. And as we get closer to celebrating the resurrection, may you continue to work in our personal hearts and lives to draw us closer together and allow us to tell the stories of your grace as we go forward. It's in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.